We're going to speak to journalist Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow now. I understand that Russian President Vladimir Putin has been talking about this. What's he been saying?
That's right. Mr. Putin said Moscow's air defense worked properly, but the authorities do know what to do in order to continue strengthening its air defenses. Ukraine is provoking Russia, according to the president. Therefore, Russia will have to think how to react in the future. Well, for those not directly affected by the drone attacks, life still goes on, and people in the streets do not seem to be very much concerned about the attacks. All the airports in the capital, the Moscow metro, as well as the rest of the public transport are working as usual here. There were also some official reactions, according to Andrei Kartapolov, the head of the State Duma Committee on Defense. The UAV attacks on Moscow and the region had a goal to spread panic among the population. And he explained the fact of the UAV flying over Moscow and its luxurious suburbs by saying that Russia was a very large country and there was always a loophole where drone could fly and bypass the areas with air defense systems. By the way, one of Vladimir Putin's residences is also located not far away from those affected areas. Also, according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, the morning attacks in Moscow were the retaliatory measures by Kyiv. They were carried out in response to Russia's Sunday's attack on one of decision centers in Ukraine, and he added that the special military operation will continue.
Yulia, ever since the war in Ukraine began, the Russian media and the Kremlin have been managing very carefully the way that it is portrayed to the Russian people. When Russian people see these drone attacks in the center of Moscow, does that change the way they perceive what's happening?
The Russian people believe that President Putin and the authorities have unleashed that military operation to protect them and to protect Russia. The military operation was explained here as a necessity to protect the Russian-speaking citizens of the Donbas on the one hand and to protect Russia on the other. So since February 2022, Russia's special military operation has been carried out on Ukrainian soil, not here in Russia. And many Russians have been watching the conflict on television. And now we're all able to watch it basically from the window and see how the conflict is splashing out onto the Russian territory.
Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow. Yulia, thank you very much indeed.